Actor Rajinikanth to announce his political party on the 31st of December. The party is touted for a January launch. Punjab Chief Minister meets Union Home Minister Amit Shah amid the farmer protest. Punjab Chief Minister appeals to the farmers to end the protests in the interest of national security. Farmers, meanwhile, are at Vigyan Bhavan to meet the government. Unions have asked the government for a special session of parliament to repeal the contentious farm laws. The government may offer them written assurance on the issue of the minimum support price. Traffic movement in and out of Delhi completely disrupted at the borders with Haryana and Uttar Pradesh. 5 entry points have been blocked. Some entry points towards the south of the capital, though, are clear. Meanwhile, farmers in Maharashtra have also joined the farmer agitation. They say they will burn effigies in every district to protest the farm laws. Kerala and Tamil Nadu are on high alert as Cyclone Burevi nears, expected to cross the south parts of the states on Friday. Juventus forward Cristiano Ronaldo scores the 750th goal of his remarkable career in a 3-0 win in the Champions League match. Is going to be announcing his political ambitions on the 31st of December. His political outfit is now touted for a January launch. This is a very interesting political development for the state of Tamil Nadu. Rajinikanth, whose political foray is something that has been keenly waited and watched by fans in Tamil Nadu, by the entire country really, is finally going to be happening in the very last day of 2020. He's going to be holding an important meeting and making that announcement. It's extremely interesting for the politics of Tamil Nadu because there are assembly elections that are likely to take place in Tamil Nadu between April and May of 2021. So Rajinikanth's important political announcement coming close on the heels of the assembly elections. Shift our focus back to the national capital, where Union Home Minister Amit Shah has met with the Punjab Chief Minister Captain Amrinder Singh a short while ago. This meeting, extremely important amid the escalating farmer protests around Delhi. This has been spearheaded by farmers from Punjab and Haryana. The Agriculture Minister, Narendra Singh Tomar, had asked the farmer groups to give details of their demands ahead of the talks today. Yesterday, after the farmers' meeting, they've asked the government for a special session of parliament to repeal the contentious laws. Now, there are two different meetings that are taking place currently. Moment, Ghazali joining us with the very latest breaking news that is just coming in. Ghazali, we're given to understand that the ex-Punjab chief minister has actually returned his Padma Vibhushan over the treatment that's being meted out to farmers. What more can you tell us?
Yeah, certainly this farm agitation now building pressure on politicians in Punjab. You saw how Punjab Chief Minister met the Home Minister today after the protest has intensified in Punjab and near Delhi border for the last 2-3 months. So today Akali Dal, which earlier quit the BJP, their alliance in the union cabinet earlier, today the ex-Chief Minister, the Padma Vibhushan awardee, Prakash Singh Badal, he has written a letter to the President of India saying that I have been deeply pained and hurt by the union government's response to the farmers' agitation. And he went on to say in the letter that earlier we were given assurance while passing the ordinance in the cabinet that the doubts and whatever fears the farmer had regarding this law will be cleared after it becomes the law, after these bills become the law.
Meeting with the union government, this is the fourth round of talks that is taking place at Vigyan Bhavan today. The government, meanwhile, is also weighing in on the possibility of giving a written assurance to the farmers that the minimum support price system or the MSP system will continue. The farmers are protesting, remember, against these three farm laws. They fear that these farm laws will take away the MSP or the guarantee of the minimum earnings to the farmers and leave them open to manipulation by the corporates. So this is the chief bone of contention at the moment, and this is something that is being closely watched as far as these meetings are concerned.